An aged care facility in Geelong has apologised for a distasteful advertising campaign aimed at getting older Australians to consider their living options. It featured the Boo Man, a shadowy figure who preys on the aged, scattering their thoughts and turning everyday tasks into hazards. Rachel Brown reports.
Some children are afraid of the boogeyman hiding under their beds. Now an aged care provider has given elderly residents something similar to be terrified of. The Boo Man. In a leaflet distributed in the Geelong area promoting the Freedom Aged Care Facility in Grovedale, cartoon-like frames show a shadowy figure lurking behind an elderly woman in her home.
The Boo Man preys on the aged, bringing fear.
And then reaching out towards her temples.
He will turn thoughts into fog, harmless objects into dangers, and daily activities into struggles.
It was designed to get older people thinking about their options. But Nick McDonald from a competitor aged care service, Prestige In-Home Care, says it completely misses the mark.
The government's put a lot of time and money into, you know, reviewing the aged care landscape, and the Living Longer, Living Better package of reforms is a 10-year plan to reshape aged care in Australia. So these sort of messages about, you know, you're not safe at home, you need to move out, is extremely destructive, I think.
The company has withdrawn the leaflet. Freedom Aged Care's head of marketing is Steve Brown.
We had no intention of causing distress, and we apologise sincerely for people who took it that way.
Critics say there was no other way to interpret it. The last cartoon frame shows the elderly woman sitting down with someone, apparently talking through her options, with the Boo Man finally at bay in the background. Mr. Brown says he pulled the campaign, but some leaflets had already gone out.
It wasn't designed to scare people, it was just to get people to think that if and when they're ever ready, they should probably come and have a look, not just us, but all other aged care providers.
Soon more elderly people will be facing these questions. A recent report by the think tank Per Capita has found Australia's got it wrong when it comes to housing solution for its ageing population. Author of the paper, The Head, the Heart and the House, Emily Mullane, says there's a presumption older people don't want to rattle around in big houses, thus downsizing is the only option. But she says many don't want to leave. So she's proposing retrofitting houses with things like sensors and mobility modifications, and says a modified pension loan system could pay for it.
Such that people who have higher household wealth pay a higher contribution to their aged care through drawing down on their housing equity. And that will build a pool of funds which can help to pay for things like home retrofits.
Ms. Mullane adds Anglicare figures show for singles on the aged pension, just 1.5% of private rental stock is affordable. Per Capita is proposing the federal government use housing bonds to encourage investment.
And these government bonds would be able to finance developers to invest in affordable housing. There are some fantastic examples of design from places like the Netherlands, which are multi-generational housing. So it's not just a case of putting older people in residential style villages separated from the community. It's very much about having the medium density housing within the community and having different generations live together.
Emily Mullane with Rachel Brown.